The Vice Chancellor of the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology, KNUST, Professor William Otu Ellis, says his university is ready to share its 60 years of experience with the University of Energy and Natural Resources, UENR. He gave the assurance at the signing of the Memorandum of Understanding between the KNUST and the UENR in Siaya. Our correspondent Emmanuel Mensah-Blodo reports that the Bonohafu Regional Minister Kojenya Mechemahafu raised the occasion, which was also used to formally transfer the KNUST Siaya campus to the UENR.
The ceremony attracted enthusiastic crowd of people from academia as well as chiefs from different communities in the region. Professor Ellis described the takeoff of the University of Energy and Natural Resources as a significant and historic moment for the Bonohafu region. He said it is significant because it will change the face of the region, and for KNUST, it will equally change its makeup because officially its Siaya campus ceases to be under its sole control. Professor Ellis traced the history of the transfer of the Siaya campus to UENR.
This started last year when the president requested for the use of this campus as part of the university. KNUST was very happy because, as the chairman of our council said, it was also part of our mission ensuring that in the near future the Siaya campus becomes a full-fledged university. Today, we have seen it. The university already has a track record of facilitating such initiatives. As the chairman, we have done it before with the University of Mines and Technology. Are currently also mentoring 17 university colleges, and we are proud to be part of what is happening here in the Bonohafu region. We pledge our support for this new university, as we have always done, and ready to share our 60 years of experiences with the University of Energy and Natural Resources.
The council chairman of UENR, Professor Abba Bento Adam, said she and her team members have traveled a number of months on the assignment that the government and people of Ghana handed to them. They therefore cannot wait to commence academic work. The Bonohafu Regional Minister Kojenya Mechemahafu observed that the university will afford the people of the region the opportunity to access tertiary education at a minimal cost, devoid of inconveniences. Mr. Mechemahafu said the actualization of the university dream is a pledge fulfilled by the NDC government. A former Bonohafu Regional Minister, Kwame Sara Mensah, who deputized for the council chairman of KNUST, P.V. Obeng, pledged to add his voice to matters that will ensure that the partnership between KNUST and UENR grows into what he termed perfection. The vice-chancellor of the UENR, Professor Isi Uwa, thanked all who played a part in establishing a public university for Bonohafu.
I wish to express my deepest appreciation for the support KNUST has provided and continues to provide for the establishment of this university, and most importantly, for handing over this facility to start the operations of this great university. I have nothing worthier in my heart with which to express my deepest gratitude for this kind gesture to the University of Energy and Natural Resources.
That was correspondent Emmanuel Mensah-Blodo's report.